Athens News Matters is sponsored in part by the WUGA Community Advisory Council, dedicated and involved individuals who help WUGA stay connected with our listeners, community organizations, and issues in the Athens area. Learn more at WUGA.org.
Today on Athens News Matters, candidates for the Clark County Commission and District 1 on their priorities for development.
I can also see where instead of building high-rises, we need to build more family homes, affordable family homes.
Plus, an award-winning local film sparks discussion about addiction in the community.
Weekday mornings are a juggle, sometimes even a struggle. Morning Edition from NPR News eases you into your day and keeps you company through the chaos of a busy morning. Hear interviews that give you context on the day's biggest stories, along with reporting and updates on the latest breaking news. Stay on top of the world with Morning Edition every weekday.
This is Athens News Matters. I'm Alexia Ridley. District 1 of the Athens-Clark County Commission lies in the southeast corner of the county, stretching from Whit Davis Road to Barnett Shoals Road. Commissioner Patrick Davenport has held the seat since 2019, and he's running for re-election on May 19th. He sat down with WUGA's Emma Auer to discuss his priorities. Here's their conversation.
First of all, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and why you've decided to run again for the seat of commissioner in District 1?
Yes. Patrick Davenport. I was born and raised on the east side of Athens. I'm a native Athenian. I've been here all my life. I graduated Gaines School, Hillsman Middle School, and City Shores High School, and the University of Georgia. So I feel that I know Athens as much as I possibly can, and that, you know, just giving back to my community is something that, you know, has been a dream of mine. And the mayor said I'm a glutton for punishment for running again. But it has been a joy to have this poor black kid to be a representative of a district that he grew up in.
As you said, you've grown up in the district. You've lived here all your life. What are some changes you've seen and maybe some of the greatest issues facing District 1?
One of the biggest issues is development. a lot of people like development. Athens has grown. That is awesome. But we have a lot of farmers out there who don't want their soil or their livelihood to be disturbed. And the more development that comes out our way, farmers fear that, you know, they don't want, like, student housing, people washing their cars next to, you know, essentially their property that creates them their money and their livelihood. But just that's one of the biggest concerns. But, of course, we always have just little small concerns about trash, homelessness, dirty streets, people littering and stuff like that. But one of the main community issues we see on the east side is just affordability.
What are some other major parts of your platform?
Major parts of my platform is sustainability. We got to learn how to do a better job at recycling and, you know, begin learning how to compost. Our landfill has about 27 more years, maybe 30, 27 to 30 more years of life. And, you know, Athens doesn't have that much land or property left. So, you know, what are we going to do when that landfill fills up? So, we got to realize that, you know, some of the things that we throw away can be reused. If you like to garden and grow your own food, you know, cucumbers, grapes, you know, stuff like that that are increasingly getting more expensive at the grocery store, you can grow it on your own, which is healthier and much better for your pocketbook. But sustainability, making sure that, you know, people understand the value of our environment and the value of our the limited resources we have with our landfill.
You were elected for your first term in 2019,
mm-hmm.
and you ran on a platform of fighting systemic poverty, criminal justice reform, and improving quality of life for your constituents.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say you've seen progress in these areas, and why should voters continue to put their trust in you?
That's a good point. So, yes, we have seen some progress in those areas. I've worked with developers to bring two affordable projects to the east side, one off of Barnett Shows Road and one is in my old district off of Lexington Road. Crime, as people know, have heard from our awesome police chief, Chief Salters, that crime is down on the east side. Burglaries, domestic violence is down on the east side. Now, I can't take credit for all that because I'm not on the streets, you know, fighting crime. But, you know, I do support our police department and the many other departments that work around, like our judicial, probation. I support those entities that help bring down the crime and stuff like that.
One thing that seems to be coming up in the community these days is a debate between the generation of big ideas in local government, like solving homelessness and other things, and on the other hand, being able to deliver small everyday things. Where do you stand on this? What should the local government's role be?
So I have a view of if we want a better government and a better society, we need to handle some of the social issues that we have in our community. Because if we don't, we can leave our society in a muck. So when it comes to big ideas and even small ideas, there's been some debate in our community about the central role of government. So the direct role of our government should be, of course, infrastructure, making sure the streets are clean, make sure trash is picked up, police's, you know, our jails are adequate. But there's also some things that I feel that the government should partake in through, not participating, but helping our nonprofits do the work that we can't do. Like, we can't solve homelessness ourselves. So what we do is we have a CPP fund where we give money to our homeless coalition to allow them, because they have the breath, they have the capacity to handle homelessness. When it comes to youth, we give money to the Boys and Girls Club. We give money to some of these youth organizations. But it is the perspective that you make, that some people have in our community, that we're doing too much. But when we do little, sometimes bad things can happen.
Commissioner Patrick Davenport, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Patrick Davenport is the commissioner for District 1 in Athens, Clark County. He is running for re-election in May. This is Athens News Matters from WUGA.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
A pop song is one thing. The person behind the music is another.
I was, like, very studious. I was actually in the International Baccalaureate program in AP. I, like, loved physics and math. Listen in on Cold War history classes.
Surprising artist profiles, authors, sports, and more every Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Welcome back to Athens News Matters. I'm Alexia Ridley. Terry Johnson is challenging Patrick Davenport for his seat as commissioner of District 1 in Athens, Clark County. Johnson is a handyman living in this more rural part of Athens, Clark County. He sat down with WUGA's Emma Auer to discuss why he's decided to run, as well as his vision for the district. Here's their conversation.
Can you discuss a little bit about why you've decided to run for the seat of commissioner in District 1?
Being one that has worked in many different areas, especially in the construction area, and having a vast knowledge of law enforcement, I saw that there was a way that I could give more back to the community than I have been over the years. It's one of those things where you see where you can help, but you're not in the position to help. So now I want to get out and do more than I have. I'm not on my last leg yet, so I wanted to get out and do more for the community than I have done already.
What do you think are some of the greatest issues facing District 1?
Well, District 1 is it's a more of a rural area. Matter of fact, we are just getting a gas station right there on the corner of Lexington Road and Morton Road. But I can also see where instead of building high-rises, we need to build more family homes. I see where not just, well, affordable family homes. And most people say, well, how can you distinguish two? Well, if I'm building something for the community, it's at a price where people can actually, that work even here at UGA, can live comfortably and not struggle to make ends meet every day.
Are there other major parts of your platform that you'd like to discuss?
They need more vocational training in high school. And this is one of the things that would help children or a child get a feel for the real world. A lot of times, you know, everybody says, go to college. Well, I went to college. But yet still, I learned how to work. Well, this way you have more opportunities to advance your life. And this way you don't just have to sit still. If you're in one of those spots that you say you're out of work on one job, well, you can go and do something else until you can fulfill the spot that you need to get to.
And one thing that seems to be coming up in the community is a debate between big ideas in local government, so like solving homelessness, things like that, and also being able to deliver smaller everyday things, trash collection, things of that sort. Where do you stand on this? What should the local government be focusing on?
Well, I was here before unification, and one of the promises of unification that there would be city, county, and citywide trash pickup, also sewage and water, and a lot of that still has not been done. Also sidewalks. If you're going to move people out further, and not even provide transportation, like for a bus and transportation, you need to also provide them a way to be able to get back and forth to work, even if they have to work, because everybody doesn't have a car. So the sidewalks have never been fulfilled. The water and sewage has never been fulfilled. And right now, the transportation is limited. Even the hours of transportation, there's a lot of people that would have to be at work at 6 o'clock. Well, the buses don't start running until 6, so there's no way you can get there unless you have to Uber, and that costs the employee more money, but they still have to have somewhere to stay and live.
What is your stance on decreasing homelessness?
They had started the tent city at one time, which I thought was a good idea, because at least they had somewhere they could go instead of sleeping out on the street or behind a business. Even though they're down and out right now, so passing a law to have them locked up only stresses out the jail system. Not everybody out there is there because they want to be. Sometimes you don't have a choice, and at the price that housing is, you just can't afford it. So it was making a way for them. I think that system should have went further. provided. I'm not sure how it was set up there, but they should have had a place where they could shower. Media center. It's a lot of things that could have been done, and I don't think it got that far.
Terrence Johnson, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Terry Johnson is running to unseat Patrick Davenport in the race for the commissioner seat in District 1 of Athens-Clarke County. The election is May 19th. Athens is well known for its large population of artists. Less frequently acknowledged is the suffering that many of these local creatives go through. Aaron Strand's feature film, Withdrawal, which was shot in Athens, shows these realities through an uncomfortable story of heroin withdrawal. As WUGA's Maya Iyer reports, Aaron's award-winning film strikes a chord with the Athens community. Withdrawal sparks conversations not only about the horrors of addiction, but also about how to seek help.
It's a brisk evening in February, and the lobby of Cine is packed with chattering moviegoers. UGA students and Athens townies alike are gathered to watch Aaron Strand's feature film, Withdrawal. In the award-winning film, main characters Viv and Jay confront the darkest parts of themselves during a traumatic night of heroin withdrawal. The movie was shot entirely here in the Classic City, giving it an extra intimate feel. It's a tough watch, but relevant to many in the Athens community, including Aaron himself. Aaron Strand grew up here in Athens. He got involved in the drug and alcohol scene while he was still really young.
By the time I graduated from high school and went to college, I was already in full-blown addiction. And then once I was in New York City, I kind of had like full access to the smorgasbord of mind-altering substances that anyone could want. And I started off a career on stage and had a lot of early career success. But unfortunately, my addiction was rapidly intensifying and I ended up homeless in New York City and completely strung out on dope.
When he returned to the Classic City, Aaron began the recovery process. Through withdrawal, Aaron wanted to depict the grueling experiences that he and countless other Athenians have shared.
You kind of just get lost in the sauce of the Athens party scene, chasing this dream that was once so beautiful, and now it can turn into a nightmare.
As he was scouting out actors, he coincidentally got to know somebody with an almost identical life story to his own.
We have the same story, only 25 years apart. We couldn't even believe it.
Jeannie Heaton plays Viv's mother in Withdrawal. She took up heroin in college when she lived in New York City for acting school. When she came to Athens years later, she crossed paths with Aaron.
That movie, I'm not gonna lie, is really hard to watch. That is me. But to think that my greatest horrific shame would then become my greatest sort of superpower, like to help others. The mental health piece of this is what I think I found in the lobby.
Back in February, Aaron held multiple screenings of the film at Cine. Each screening featured a Q&A with a different community partner. With these Q&As, Aaron hoped to take his gritty film about addiction and use it to start up a conversation about recovery and resources.
Everybody really wanted to open up. People who normally wouldn't share any of that stuff, because there's not a place to. So I love this community that he's creating.
Here's Aaron again.
It's very important to me that while the film deals with, you know, a very specific short time period in the lives of these two people that is kind of like filled with addiction and chaos, you know, throughout our screening journey, we have always been trying to center organizations that are actually saving lives on the front line, of which Nucci Space is certainly one of them.
Nucci Space is a nonprofit in Athens with a mission to prevent suicide. They focus specifically on musicians, but are open to anyone struggling mentally. The organization frequently works with those who are battling substance abuse. Aaron himself credits them for a big portion of his recovery journey. Debbie Watson is the executive director of Nucci Space.
A lot of times, substance abuse and mental health, they go hand in hand.
people will, you know, self-medicate, and then it can become an addiction and worse.
According to the Georgia Department of Public Health, in 2023, the rate of opioid-induced deaths in Athens was 20 out of every 100,000 people. The average for the state of Georgia was just 17.9. While overall rates did decrease in 2024, drug fatalities are still much higher now than even just 10 years ago. With the amount of people in Athens still battling addiction, mental health services are more important than ever. Debbie explains what to expect when seeking mental support with Nucci Space.
So when someone comes in, like Aaron, they'll sit down with one of our wellness advocates and just get a general idea of what kind of resources they're looking for. Say if it's like a detox situation or a withdrawal situation, we definitely have a list of resources that we will let people know. Like, you know, Advantage is a good one. They have a really great substance abuse center and that, you know, they have the skilled professionals that can work with that person and get them through that hard time.
Actress Jeannie Heaton personally advocates for 12-step recovery programs. While there are other resources in the Athens area, she says 12 steps was the only thing that really worked for her.
There's a lot of different counseling services in town. There's a place called Serenity Grove. That's a 30-day treatment program. And then most of the way recovery looks in Athens are halfway houses. There's Freedom from Bondage, New Life House of Hope. But I'm definitely about love is the softer way, which is definitely what 12 Steps is all about. Like, they just love you. You can relapse 400 million times, still come in there and get a hug. And when you're willing, we're there.
Even with all the resources in town, though, the final push someone may need to seek help can be as simple as feeling seen. That's exactly what withdrawal does by representing such a pressing issue here in Athens.
I think it felt very true. It didn't feel like there was a crew in any of these scenes.
That's Thomas Livingston. He's a UGA student that attended one of the film screenings.
So I feel like that kind of genuine feel that the film communicates to the audience would be really empowering to anybody who's dealing with this situation. It kind of maybe feel like they're living their life through a film.
It can feel overwhelming to discuss recovery options for drug addiction. Withdrawal creates an opening for these conversations and reminds us to start small. If Aaron's film can bring just one person to think about getting help, even that is worth celebrating. For WUGA, I'm Maya Iyer.
Been listening to Athens News Matters from WUGA News. The opinions expressed on this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of WUGA or the University of Georgia. This week's show was produced by Emma Auer. If you missed a portion of this broadcast, Athens News Matters is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and at WUGA.org. And will be rebroadcast Monday evenings at 8. As always, thanks for listening and stay with WUGA throughout the week for the latest in-depth local news.